Are you ready for the best sleep you have ever had? Just acknowledge within yourself that what I am saying to you is right. Let's begin with the process. We are all mental, emotional, and spiritual beings. As we go through our life, we experience challenges, problems, joys and upsets, rewards and failures. Unfortunately, when the day is over, the events of the day can still continue to play out in your mind. And this is why there's so much difficulty and struggle in having a good night's rest. Many of you are used to using alcohol, prescription drugs, or controlled substances to help detach you from the prison of your thinking. Now I'm going to show you a way to do that on your own without any substance, without having to overeat in order to make you tired, and without fear or worry that because you no longer are thinking about the things of the day, that somehow tomorrow will be a more difficult day because you haven't thought it through. So to begin with, what you have to do is be willing to accept one premise, and that is you have to let go. How do you let go? It begins with this process, and this is step one. Realize that if you don't do the first thing that you must do in order to relax, you're going to foul up the entire process. To give you an example, let's take food. If you're going to prepare a steak, what happens if you forget to cook it? Simply, one thing that you don't do makes the food inedible. Or ladies, what if you want to make a cake? Let's say you just bypass the flour. You leave out one ingredient, one. Does the cake turn out the same? Of course not. So step one is to let go. And as you let go, you begin to naturally relax. So let's begin the exercise. Letting go. Are you in your sleeping place? Lay down on your back, put your hands by your side. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. Look out through your eyelids with your eyes closed toward the middle of your forehead as if you're looking out into an open space. Visualize the back of either hand or both. Do you see the hand in the middle of your forehead in that open space? Good. Now, as you become aware of your hand, in your mind's eye, flow your energy from the middle of your forehead down your arm into your hand. As you do, you will begin to feel your hand become slightly warm, and it might tingle just a bit. Don't force your attention. Give your attention in this moment to your hand. Be aware of it. Nothing else matters right now. So if thoughts or feelings try to distract you from this exercise, continue to focus. The thoughts will go away. It's easy for thoughts to get in the way of relaxing. No matter how important the thought may seem to be, let it go. Let it go. And come back to your focus. Again, looking with your mind's eye, with your eyes closed, as if you're looking up through your eyelids, and see the middle of your forehead, see the space where you can visualize your hand, and then flow your energy down your arm, gently, into your hand, from finger to finger to finger, one at a time. Begin with your thumb. Be aware of it. Give your energy to it. Never force your energy. Be aware of your thumb. Your thumb will tingle just a bit. It'll become slightly warm. Now to the next finger. Again, the process. Be aware of your finger. Feel your finger. While you're concentrating out through the middle of your forehead, you visualize your hand and at the same time flowing your attention down your arm, into your hand, into your finger, and it will tingle just a bit, and it will feel warm just a bit, and go on to the next finger now. Be aware of it. Feel it. It will become warm. Life is flowing in you. And to the next finger. Be aware. Never force. Give your attention, becoming aware of your hand in that space in the middle of your forehead, with your eyes closed. Now that is the anchoring exercise, which is of critical importance to success in relaxation or letting go. That's your firewall against thinking, feeling, emotions, fear, anxiety, anticipation, the idea of reward or punishment. That's your firewall between you and the thinking mind. Step 2. This is a relaxation concentration exercise. As you're being aware of your hand, looking out through the middle of your forehead as if you were looking out through your eyelids with your eyes closed, begin to become aware of your breathing. Breathing plays an important role because with your breathing, you can focus how you want your body to be. When you're in your mind, when you're struggling with fight or flight, in your mind, it's no different than struggling as if you were awake. So, it is very important to become aware of your breathing, and as you're concentrating, looking out through the middle of your forehead, becoming aware of your hand, and then flowing that energy down into your fingers, this is the second component, which is breathe out completely. So as you're breathing, it sounds like this. Now, each time you do that, pause just for a moment and let go. Release whatever stored up energy is in your body. Release the energy in your body. Again, breathe in and exhale. And relax. Relax. Feel yourself becoming comfortable in your own body. The fight or flight mechanisms that drive us, we've got to disengage from them while we sleep. Because if we don't, we cannot have a good resting sleep. The struggling is what keeps people from relaxing, and letting go is what allows your mind and your spirit and your soul to settle back in your body in a comfortable and positive way. So as you're relaxing and letting go, your breathing is an important part of successfully going to sleep, but not to overfocus on it. Just be aware of your breathing and know that as you're concentrating on your hand, looking out through the middle of your forehead and flowing your energy down into your fingers, the second component is to relax through breathing out. And each time you breathe out, you're going to release the stored up tension that you've accumulated through your day. Some people will say, oh, I don't accumulate stress, but you do. You cannot help it until you become objective. But that takes practice, and practice makes perfect. So no matter what you think about how you live your life and the things that happen to you during your day, you will accumulate through absorption, through your environment, through your emotions, through the fact that your mind does not have a firewall to the things that are going on around you, that you do unconsciously, unknowingly absorb more than you are consciously aware of. So as you breathe out, each time you breathe out deeply and you let go and you've come back into your body, you feel your body becoming a little bit more relaxed. You might even say your body is becoming slightly heavier, not in a negative way, heavy in a positive way, in the sense that you're feeling yourself in your body. One of the most powerful experiences you can have is to feel yourself in your body. It's like being in your home. It's like coming in from a cold day outside to a warm fireplace. And so the equivalent of that would be coming home into your body where it is safe and where you belong. Not upstairs in your head, not up in the attic rummaging through boxes and books and things and emotions and worries and anticipation or looking forward to anything. That all has to be left behind for just a while, because if you let it go, it will let you go. But if you continue to stoke the flame of thinking, the flame gets brighter. As if to say, the more you think about something, the more you pour gasoline on it and ignite it. This is the opposite. We want to put out the fire of thought, extinguish the thinking process, put a barrier between the thinking and the mind of the thinker. So this is helping you to do that. to create a firewall, a barrier between you and the invasive thoughts. It doesn't matter how important those thoughts seem to be, how good those thoughts might be, how bad those thoughts might be. It's all irrelevant at this point because you're doing something entirely new. You're letting go. In order to relax and have a peaceful rest, because unless you do, you're going to continue burning the candle of the inner self. That diminishes you. It takes away from important time spent without the worry and the bother and the weight of thinking. So continue being aware, looking out through your mind's eye as if you're looking up through your eyelids, looking out into that open space. Visualize your hand, flow your energy down your arm into your fingers, and slowly from thumb, give your attention to it, to finger, be aware of it, no hurry, to the next finger, be aware of it, to the next finger, relax, and as you're breathing, feel yourself settling into your body, becoming slightly more heavy in a relaxed way, as if you're relaxing your muscles, every single one of them, letting go, as if to say, you've just climbed down a ladder. Now you're on the ground and you can stop being tense and worrying about falling or slipping. You're on solid ground when you relax. You're on the most solid ground that you'll ever know when you relax and when you let go. It's a natural resting place. Everything that is alive has a resting place where it disengages from its normal activities. Very important to recognize our resting place. You could be in your car. You could be sitting in a chair. And you can be lying down to go to sleep. So the two components that must be used are let go, the relaxation, by looking out into the middle of your forehead through your eyelids. Visualize your hand flowing your energy down into your hand, into each finger from your thumb. Be aware it will feel warm a little bit and tingle just slightly into your next finger. You're giving your attention, not forcing it, into your next finger, making sure that you're not rushing. Slowly, next finger, into the next finger, into your little finger, and then start the process all over again. This is sealing you off from the world, the outside world, and allowing you to settle into your body where you have to be in order to rest. So this is an exercise that allows you to become independent of any form of external crutch. It allows you to be in charge of the experience of falling asleep. It allows you to feel rested and renewed because you've cut off the mental, emotional activity, and your body will respond accordingly. You will feel different. Just continue the process. Be aware of the middle of your forehead, looking up through your eyelids with your eyes closed, focusing there, visualizing your hand, and then breathing, flowing your energy down your arm, into your hand, into your fingers, one at a time, slowly, consciously, no force. And at the same time, you become aware of your breathing. You breathe in, and you breathe out. And each time you do, you relax a little bit more, and you feel just a little bit heavier, relaxed, until you feel yourself in your bed, and it feels right, because this is exactly where you're supposed to be. Aware of your hand, aware of your breathing, looking out through the middle of your forehead, visualizing your hand in your mind's eye, flowing your energy down your arm, into your fingers, one at a time, slowly. Don't struggle with thoughts. By being aware of thoughts that try to invade your quiet space, you create a barrier between the thought and the thinker. Do you think thoughts are really your own? Think again. Is the voice coming through the television in your home? It isn't. Is the person talking to you on the radio in your car with you or in your kitchen or in your workplace? They are not. Those thoughts that we have struggles with come from some other place and originate from a source, and that source is not you. So differentiate now, because you do have thoughts. You think, I need to get my keys, or I don't want to forget to take my lunch, or I've got to pick up my children. Those are your thoughts. But extraneous thoughts are not yours, and much of what we get from the outside is an imprint. Many of you know what silly putty is. When I was a child, I used to take silly putty and put it on their cartoon section of the newspaper and take an imprint off of it. That's what thoughts are, for the most part, especially the ones that you struggle with as you're going to sleep. They're an imprint of an external experience that's left on your emotional mind, your emotional self. Your emotional self and your rational self are two entirely separate beings, even though your emotional self is entwined with your rational self. Your objective self is separate from your subjective self. The subjective self is the person who reacts to stress, to cruelty, to impatience, to pressure. That's your subjective self. Your objective self is unaffected, remains calm, does not push back or force, but waits and watches, as if to say there is a barrier, a glass wall between you and whatever pressure source is pushing in on you. In this exercise, I'm bringing you to your objective self, and the objective self can be obtained at any time during the day, as well as while you're going to sleep, by simply doing exactly what I said. Take one moment, no matter where you are, as long as it is a safe place, to stop and close your eyes, look out through the middle of your forehead, visualize your hand, flow your energy down your arm into your fingers, one at a time, slowly, giving your attention back to the moment. And when I say giving your attention back to the moment, that is also important to remember. When your attention is taken from you, when somebody demands your attention, when a child needs you and you are under pressure and you react and you begin to feel resentment toward that child, or when a wife or a husband or a boss needs something from you and is trying to literally force you to give something, no matter what it is, if you react and you become emotional, you are imprinted with that experience, and then you continue to carry it through the day as you continue to think about it and see if there's a way to resolve it, which there isn't because it's already happened. And then at nighttime, when you close your eyes and all the TVs are off and all the distractions are gone, then it's there again. This is when it's so important to do as I'm telling you now, if you want to have a rested sleep, a relaxed sleep, a positive sleep. Step one is let go. You do that by becoming objective, and that is what the exercise is all about. Closing your eyes, looking out through the middle of your forehead as if you're looking out through your eyelids, visualizing your hand in that space in the middle of your forehead, and then as you become aware of your hand, flow your energy down your arm into your hand from thumb to finger to finger to finger to finger, slowly, gently, no force, giving your attention, becoming aware of your breathing, taking in a breath, breathing it out. And each time you do, you relax a little bit more until you become as relaxed as you need to be. Just let go and relax and let the quiet stillness renew you and replenish your deeper self like a wellspring below the surface of your conscious mind, deep from your soul itself, and your soul is connected to a higher power. Become therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind from within. Transformation from a thinking person to an objective person who is centered, who is not affected by the mundane things of everyday life, by the challenges and demands of life. An objective person who is capable of now looking at the world through objective eyes, not subjective eyes. Objective because you have primed your mind to deal with life differently. You've primed your mind not to react, not to struggle, not to get angry, but rather to step back and know that there is an invisible barrier between you and all of the things that are happening around you, and that you are now the observer. You are not your mind. Your thoughts mostly do not belong to you, but they are from the outside world. And that you see now that you have allowed thoughts and feelings from the outside world to get inside of you and make an impression on you. And that is why you have struggled to sleep for so long. Become aware of your hand as you visualize it in the middle of your forehead. You are looking up through your eyelids. Do not strain your eyes. Don't struggle. Visualize your hand in the middle of your forehead. And as you do, you flow the energy down your arm into your hand from finger to finger to finger, slowly, without force, giving your attention and relaxing and letting go, not letting any thoughts take any precedent over quietly relaxing and letting go and being still. Just let yourself be still. Don't struggle to relax. It's the opposite of letting go. Don't struggle to know anything. It's the opposite of discovery. Don't force relaxation for the sake of sleeping. Relaxation occurs as you follow the process. You get better and more relaxed and more centered every time you do this exercise, because it is the process of becoming transformed by the renewing of your mind from within. It is the wellspring of true life, and you are renewed and strengthened and enlivened in a whole new way by the objective experience. Know that this is important for your life. Make it a priority every evening and during the day when you feel pressured. This is the way to a new path of living as a free individual, not someone who is conformed to a pressure, not someone who is giving in to the stress of everyday life, but a person who has freedom to choose your reactions. You can choose to relax when you sleep. You can choose to relax while you're awake. You can choose to let go of reacting and choose to become objective and calm in the face of difficulty. Continue to do this exercise. Visualize your hand in the middle of your forehead. Flow your energy down into your arm. Become aware of your fingers one at a time, beginning with your thumb, to the next finger, and to the next finger. And repeat this as often as you can until you quietly go to sleep without a worry, without a care in the world.